Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. It's a holiday week this week, Bob. So how did that affect the markets, or did it?
It didn't affect it. I guess, well, you could say this, it's a better market again. So you can look at it, you can take it how you want to, but the markets, Casey, were tremendous everywhere. I mean, Monday's markets was good. The demand for grazing cattle's, the demand's good for cattle right now. I mean, we're kind of living in la-la land. And I don't want to be, blindsided by something. But in general, you know, we've got tremendous demand. Cash, go back to the old saying, cash is king. Cash is leading the board. Cash is leading the board in fats and feeders. We've seen some $1.70 fats in the South this week. Seen some $1.74 fats in the North. Even some extremes at the, you know, we've still got markets in Iowa that sell cash fats. You know, we used to do that in Oklahoma City years ago, but we don't have that anymore. But in Iowa, they still have livestock auctions that sell cash fats. They quoted some of those in the high 70s. You know, I didn't talk to anybody in particular that sold them like that. But people I know, you know, were telling me that watch that market had that going on. And our local market, the cow market's higher. The killing bull market's pretty much steady. Feeder market's higher. Grazing calves are higher. I mean, it's a perfect storm right now. I don't want anybody to get complacent. The board's not leading it, the cash is. So that's always optimistic. We're not seeing any heifer retention to speak of, because that's going to be the key factor. When we actually see the heifer numbers drop in the feed yard compared to the amount of steers we got on feed, then that'll kind of be the telltale sign to start looking at, you know, we could see some change in the markets. But right now it's demand driven. And I think we've got, you know, a couple of years into this thing. Weather's going to dictate our market. You know, if we stay in a drought situation, Casey, we're going to continue to see, liquidation. I mean, there's no option to that. East of us are in better shape, just like me and you was talking last time. If you're east of 35, you're in pretty good shape. If you're west of I-35, you've got about a 50 to 75 mile barrier west of 35. And then from that point west, it's just dry, dry, dry. So keeping all that in mind. One thing I wanted to bring up today, Casey, whoever listens, is I get a lot of calls every week, and everybody that's got a livestock auction gets the same calls. They read market reports, which they're great information tools, but call whoever you use to market your cattle, your auction barn owner, your commission man, whoever it is, they know what kind of cattle you're running. And when you give them the quotes on what you read off the USDA market reports, they can tell you where your cattle actually fit. Because the market report, it is a tool. The biggest thing, it tells you the trend. Are we up or down? That you can take that's a good tool. But when you start reading those weighted averages, there is a drastic difference in the type of cattle we all run. And we don't all fit into that category that they quote. We all like to say that our cattle fit that, but they don't all fit that. So my advice is call your commission man, call your auction barn owner, get him to visit with you about it. It doesn't matter. The market is higher, but not everybody's cattle fit in that top tier that we read that they all quote, which it's kind of like, you know, we want to put her pretty kid up front and her ugly kid in the back. That's just the way life is. But that's one thing I would like to advise people to start doing.
Well, you know, Bob, it kind of seems like, I don't know if you're hearing this, but we're hearing, like, we're living through the good old days right now. The economy's weak. We've got interest rates that are high, but the feedlots are doing well. Cattle folks are doing well right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going to be interesting to see if they're actually going to, it's going to be interesting to see if that will correlate to greater profitability on down the road.
Well, I think, you know, it's like anything, Casey. Your best profits are the unexpected ones, because, I mean, it's advanced quicker than our expenses went up. Now, our expenses went up drastically. Our cost of doing business went up drastically last year. But on the feed side, if you still got your cattle and you were managed your grasses and had ample hay put back for the rainy day, you know, the bad days, those people are reaping some pretty good profits right now. Even these cattle, if you had wheat, and that's part of the problem. A lot of people didn't have, so those people had to sell their cattle early. They're missing this last bounty that we're getting handed to us. But, you know, the people that had wheat, they're picking up some tremendous profits. I mean, we sold cattle again this week for May delivery, $5 higher than we did last week. We got 206 for some 8 1/4 weight cattle to come in May. I mean, and you know, when they put those cattle, started buying those cattle, I hate the word, but you know, you start buying calves with anticipation, you're going to have wheat pasture. And they did that. You know, a lot of people did that this year. A lot of them got caught, had to sell them early. A lot of people got rain and have wheat pasture. And those people they're reaping the bounties right now. They're making a good profit on their gain. They either lease their gain out or they keep the cattle, and what they make on their cattle is what they pay themselves for their gain. And some of those boys are getting some tremendous returns on their gain right now.
What are you expecting for next week?
We'll be lighter. It's family time. We're in agriculture. We're a family-based business. So people are going to be rallied around the family this weekend. So there'll be less cattle in auctions on Monday. It's going to be less basically also due to our numbers are less, but it's going to be less because we're a family-oriented business and this is a family weekend.
I heard that all the good eggs are being hidden at your house, Bob. Is that correct?
Call my grandkids and tell them I think they're all rotten.
How do folks get in touch with you, Bob?
Give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Give Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, or myself a call. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Have a happy Easter weekend.
All right. You too, Casey.